Radical Russ here at the OMMBC. We're at the booth for Greenleaf Lab and the law offices of Paul Loney. And tell us your name and tell us about the Greenleaf Lab.
Hi, I'm Kim Gordon, and I work with Greenleaf Lab. We are do all the Oregon compliance testing for growers and farms. We do also terpene testing and residual solvents for any of the concentrates, all the medibles, edibles, topicals.
Yeah. Now, what caught my eye here is this nice display you got, the little tiny, like the little perfume sampler bottles, but it's all the terpenes. Tell us about this, and can we smell these?
Yeah, you can. It's really interesting, and there's a lot of information coming out in research about terpenes and the medicinal qualities of the terpenes and how they can actually work with the cannabinoids to enhance the medical qualities of the medicine. So it's really it's interesting research, definitely.
Now, and the latest things that I've been reading have talked about how the molecules themselves, taking THC or CBD by themselves, isn't having as great an effect as when we get these different terpenes involved. So are we entering a spot where they're going to know which terpene does what?
We're already there, actually. Like, for instance, if you're looking for something that'll relieve pain, you would look for a flower that has a linalool and myrcene and some of those different terpenes that actually have pain-relieving qualities.
Do you think that this means that, like, I've been thinking that we're going to be the last generation that thinks of pot in strains.
Right.
And that in the future, it'll be like this. Like, there'll be a little color code. It'll say linalene 5 and this terpene 6. And
right.
You'll go for the profile.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah, I think so. I think people are already doing that, really. Definitely.
Because, strains. You know, what one guy says is super silver haze, you don't know. Yeah,
right.
He don't know.
Right. And this is the closest thing to genetic testing that we can get without actually doing genetic profile for the different strains. So.
Wow. That's some amazing stuff. All right. Greenleaf Lab is the company, and I'm assuming you're online everywhere?
We are, yes. And we have, you know, Instagram and Facebook and all that fun social media stuff, yeah.
All right. And you're sharing the booth here with the law offices of – oh, wait. I'm going to get a picture here. So we'll do the picture. Be all official here. And then we've got the law offices of Paul Loney, and Paul Loney is one of the first people I met when I got involved 10 years ago. Tell us how you're involved at the law office and what new services are there to offer.
Sure. We are a full-service cannabis law firm. Paul has, as you mentioned, been in this industry on the medical side for a decade or more. He was also involved in the drafting of ballot measure 91 that was passed in 2014 by Oregon residents, and we offer services to our clients ranging from business matters, formation, compliance issues, and of course the occasional criminal matters for people who are still kind of getting caught up in a net of an industry that's kind of starting to wane here. But we handle all matters from clients from business formation to licensing, registration, zoning, employment issues, labeling, trademarking, and those kind of issues, business planning. So we're basically a full service. Anything that a business client needs, for the most part, we can help establish, either answering questions, drafting, or filling out paperwork if they would like that. Yeah.
That's great. And of course, you've got the great stickers and t-shirts. Am I free to go, officer? I do not consent to any searches. I wish to speak to my attorney. I wish to remain silent. The law offices of Paul Loney, OregonMarijuanaLaw.com. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. See y'all later.